It's the worst podcast ever.
It's all lies.
It's all lies, yo.
It's all lies.
It's all lies.
It's all lies.
Worst podcast ever, yo.
It's all lies.
Cool. So welcome to a very special episode, guys. This is episode 10 of the worst podcast ever. 100. You need 600 to pass. You got
what?
Six.
Gah.
Anyway, yeah, huge thanks to Janice 2.0 for sticking it out through this first season.
Yeah, you're pretty lucky.
Yeah, this is going to be the end of this season. You'll notice that the production value of this podcast varies drastically throughout the many episodes. But I did finally get my shit together, and we are now recording it properly, without magic. I want to bury him properly. So guys, I'm your host, Danny Two Times, back again here with Janice 2.0. We got some insane topics today for our 10th episode ever. We made sure that these topics were absolutely crazy. These are some scientific, sci-fi, other dimensional, science-y type topics. We're going to be talking about portals. Are they real? We're going to be talking about time. Need more time. And we're going to be talking about Geico as well. All right, for topic number one. Does the Empire State Building really contain a clown room on the 68th floor?
What?
Yeah, I mean, I have heard of the famous clown room. I've never seen pictures of it because I don't know, for some reason it keeps saying like no results when you type in those specific combination of words. But yeah, we'll get into that because that turns out this thing might be real. Topic number two, we found out how to open a portal, a real portal. Where it goes, we don't know, but...
haven't figured that out yet.
This is a real thing. And topic number four, the Geico Gecko is apparently sentient and conscious, and he is pissed.
No way.
He's after you. And we're gonna discuss how you can avoid this and how you can escape, okay? Really important stuff here, guys. So let's get into the episode with topic number one, right? So, Janice, we've heard about the clown room on the 68th floor of the Empire State Building.
I get chills every time you say it.
But why does it what? I don't even know where to start. Like,
this topic is so off the wall. Like, we all know, I don't know. I think that this one is actually going to end up being the one that's real because we know that who lives in New York? The elites.
Mm.
Who owns the Empire State Building? No one really knows. Some faceless person. So well, probably
technically
an elite.
Bono owns 30% of the Empire State Building. Just a little known fact.
Is that why it's so shitty?
Ha. Huh. So it's a clown room. Does that mean that it's full of clowns? Does it mean that it's for clowns? Like, you know, Ooh. Like a green room for clowns? Or is it sort of like a hybrid? You know, they all hang out in there.
Maybe it's like someone's
touch up the makeup. They refill the squirt bottles with water. And
that's where they get their pies.
Yeah, there are fresh pies for eating, and the old pies are for, I would imagine, throwing.
Throwing in the face, of course, yeah. Of course.
I mean, that's what I would imagine.
Maybe it looks like, you know how there's some people have just like collections of clown paintings? Maybe it's that? Maybe it's a clown room? Like how in The Sims, if you make a small like square room and put nothing else in it except for clown pictures on the walls... Clown ghosts will come out and murder your sim. Did you know that?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Who would program such a thing into a kid's game?
Maybe the same person who programmed life.
God. Anyway. Oh, actually, we have someone writing in right now. It's at Tony from NYC writes in, yeah, man, I've been to that floor of the Empire State Building, and it's real, legit, .. Don't go there, though. Very unsafe, not good people time. I don't know what he means by that. All right, well, thank you, Tony. Wow, so it turns out it's unsafe, so it might be a fair degree of danger involved there. Usually, clowns are not dangerous, except for that one really weird time in, like, 2015 or whatever, when clowns started to try to kill people. That was really weird. Okay, oh, someone else is writing in now. Comment on the live stream here. At Filthy Rob NYC says, used to work at the Empire State Building. Elevators never let us go to 68th floor. Every time we passed by, we would hear the sound of clown horns, giggling, and screams. Oh my God.
That's pretty bad.
So he says he heard horns, giggling, and screams. So definitely something going on in that clown room.
So it's got to be then
some high level
real
shit.
Clown room, like the first thing you said. Like it's a room, or it's the second thing you said, a room full of clown shit.
Yeah, well, clowns.
And clowns, yeah.
Who are definitely up to no good. Yeah, so I mean, we're going to look into that some more. We're going to send one of our photographers to check that out.
Investigative photographers, just a guy with an iPhone.
Actually, we did send Joey to go check it out. That was 5 days ago, though. Has he?
Yeah, he never came back. It's only like a 2-hour drive from here.
I've been texting it because he was supposed to send photos of the clown room to us like 2 days ago.
You never checked in on Joey?
No, I mean, guys don't really check in on each other. They're just like, oh, like he'll be straight. Like he's got it. So, but
seems
yeah,
really toxic. I'm sorry that you were taught that.
Yeah, I mean that's kind of just what society has molded most men to be. It's like, oh, I'm not gonna like call my friend and make sure he's okay. I am getting a lot better with that though, so that's good to report. But yeah, felt like that for a really long time, and I think a lot of men feel that way. And yeah, that's why I did not check in with Joey. It's been 5 days.
So you're not getting better with that.
Well. This whole clown room topic wasn't really at the top of my schedule, top of my priorities. So it kind of got buried.
Well, with these other topics,
pushed to the bottom of the inbox. So, yeah, I don't know. I'll text him. I hope he's okay. Anyway, topic number two, guys. Let's move on. We found out how to open a portal. And this portal will actually take you to another dimension. And all you need to do to open this portal is have two speakers. Currently, I'm looking at two speakers in front of us in the Worst Podcast Ever studio. But I'm too afraid to do this, okay? I'm not actually going to attempt this. But what I am going to do is play these tones in these speakers. And if you're listening right now through a pair of speakers, whether that be a car stereo, I guess even a laptop, I don't know. Pretty much any pair of stereo speakers, this will open the portal. So just be ready for that. So I'm going to put these tones in the left and right speakers right now. If you're listening and you don't want to open a portal, turn off this podcast immediately, because this will work. This is going to work. All right, here we go. To where we go, we do not know. In the left speaker, put a sine wave at 528 hertz. Okay. In the right speaker, another sine wave, 525 hertz. And you will actually notice a beam of light opening up in your room with a slight violet hue. This will slowly emerge into an unstoppable portal, so just make sure that you like turn it off. Or you might wind up like Doc Ock in Spider-Man 2.
Just don't stand too close.
With an unstoppable source of fusion energy, a mini sun, some would say. Anyway, you guys can try this. Try it out and write in and tell us what happens. There's also a video of this. You can actually look this up. 525, 528. You can, if you're not lazy enough to look that up right now, you might just figure out which one of our segments is actually true. I'll just say that, okay? Because I want someone to try this and send us the results, but...
Just record it. Make sure you film it.
But we are not liable if you go to another dimension and can't come back.
That's
not
fair.
Not liable.
Not liable.
Not liable, Jerry.
Oh, God.
Not liable.
What do you mean he's not liable? That was my Elaine. It was a very bad Elaine.
Oh, Jerry. He's not liable, you know. That was a really bad Kramer. Okay. Oh, by the way. I'm not gonna. Yeah, if you know Michael Richards, you know.
Oh, yeah, don't do that.
But anyway.
Fuck that guy.
Topic number 3. Janice, you want to take this one away?
Boy, do I. All right, so as you know, I'm not your average 2.0 person, all right? I know a thing or two. So when I saw this, I knew I had to share it with you guys. So here goes. Scientists announced that time changes based on the energy you emit. You know how I know? Just look at it this way. We've gotten pretty sciencey so far. We don't need to get more sciencey on you. This one fact proves the entire thesis. What's time spelled backwards? Emit, bitch. How crazy is that? So the energy you emit changes the way time passes.
So if I make time pass, then the energy I emit becomes time in reverse.
No.
Okay. No, I get it.
Okay.
So time backwards is the word emit.
Yes.
And when we emit energy, we can create time.
Yes.
And we are time.
Yes. Rock. Have you ever noticed that, like, sometimes a minute will feel like 2 seconds, but then other times 2 seconds feels like a minute?
Okay. So, I mean, I've gone back in time before and it hurt a lot. It was physically very, very excruciatingly painful.
Yeah,
just
it is.
Being torn apart limb from limb.
Just shredded by
just
color.
Shredded into basically soul essence. Like, it's not molecules. It's like what molecules are made out of, which is basically soul essence. So yeah, destroyed and reconstructed back in the prehistoric age of the precocious period.
Shredded by color, new band name, I call it.
Shredded by color, that's pretty cool. Anyway, I mean, I've been there. You've, I'm sure, deconstructed time a couple times.
Yeah. Sometimes you just have to give into the vast receiving emptiness of time.
It's time!
On that note, I think it's time to get to the last segment because I don't think anything of what we just said made any sense at all.
Does anything we say make any sense at all?
I mean, out of everything we've said...
It's the worst podcast ever.
Worst podcast ever.
Worst podcast ever, yeah. Worst podcast ever, yeah.
All right, guys, let's just get into the fourth topic because I'm fucking... I'm honestly terrified at this topic. This is a threat to us all. The Geico Gecko, it's proven. He's sentient. He's conscious. This was proven with lab tests, government-funded, the other day. And apparently he's pissed. Okay? He's pretty pissed.
So that's why my rate went up.
Huh?
That's why my rate went up.
Yep. That's why, if you have Geico, that's why your rates have probably gone up. And that's not all. So he's coming. Okay, he's
oh no,
he's coming for you.
He's
guys.
Going Chucky, yeah. pulling a Chucky.
So I don't have Geico, but if you have Geico, like he's coming for you. So he's really really pissed, and I don't know if he's armed. I would imagine if he is armed, it's like a very tiny, tiny little like battle axe that would, like a figurine or action figure would use. Probably still pretty dangerous.
Geckos are carnivorous.
Okay, so that's not good. That does not add, does not help the odds in any way. But we have been told by various sources that when this creature chases you, it's kind of like that movie It Follows. So the Geico gecko will always be chasing you at all times, but he's really slow. Like
Well, geckos are pretty fast. Have you ever seen a gecko run?
Yeah, but he's very small. So like if you drive like 10 miles, it'll take him like 5 days to get to you. So like every 5 days you gotta like drive another 10 miles. But he does catch on to patterns. So you gotta watch out for that.
Well, I mean, unless you can run faster than 30 miles per hour, you can't outrun a gecko.
Oh, is that a real fact?
That's a fact. So just using that logic, this sentient gecko is probably self-aware. So then that means that he has been training. He has not only flipped his switch, so to speak, he's been preparing for this moment, and none of us have been preparing for this moment. So when you really think about it, he's going to come for all of us, and we are all fucked. You know what geckos can do? They can stick to shit and climb on any surface. Can you do that? And I sure as hell can't.
And he runs the insurance. He's got a monopoly on, like, I don't know, half the United States' car insurance.
And sure, they may only have three toes, but they have thumbs. They have the ability to wrap their little digits around things and use their sticky powers to turn knobs.
Yeah.
I've seen Tangled. Pascal can clearly operate machinery and perform tasks because he's able to grip things. So just using that logic, I mean, again, yeah, we're all fucked.
Who controlled the hospitals, though? Geckos.
Ah, yes. Yeah. Oh, don't even get me started on that.
All right, guys. Well, speaking of geckos, let's move on to the guest submission. Let's check that Gmail.
Let's check the Gmail.
Gotta check the Gmail. Dude, you gotta check the Gmail.
Go check the Gmail, dude.
All right, okay.
Get off your ass and check the Gmail.
All right, so we got an email here from Yasmin. By the way, guys, if you want to write into the podcast, email us. Email DannyMF2Times@gmail.com. We will read your email if we think it's funny. Okay. Yasmin writes in, "Hi guys, I was playing your podcast while out at a traffic stop, and the cop got so angry with what you were saying about Howie Mandel because he was like a third cousin of him or something. Anyway, I got arrested and my bail is $1,000. Please PayPal me at slipperysteverogers@yahoo.com. Okay, Yasmin.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Yeah, I don't know why. Maybe it's like her dad's email or something. But that's still weird. Okay, I think you're using someone else's.
Why is she slippery? This feels like a scam.
No, she's not slippery. It's Slippery Steve. Steve is the slippery.
Why is Steve so slippery?
I don't know.
She can never catch him, so she can't even ask him.
I don't know about all that. But look, Yasmin, if the cop arrested you because our podcast was playing, like, that's not our problem. I've never heard of that happening, and I don't think we're responsible for that. So we will not be paying your bail. But if anyone on here is really rich, I guess, just shoot Slippery Steve Rogers at yahoo.com.
Or, you know, Venmo us, help us pay rent, something like that.
All right, yeah. So thank you, Yasmin, for writing into the podcast. Hope you get out of jail.
Hope you catch Steve.
Yeah.
That slippery bastard.
It's probably Steve who's responsible for this problem and many others.
He's using the worst podcast ever as a scapegoat. So yeah. Just like look up that term and it'll all make sense.
Yeah. All right. Well, from all of us here at the Worst Podcast Ever, we hope you had a terrible time, and also happy holidays, guys.